Good Monday afternoon. This is Rich Morrison, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. Unable to write today, so wanted to get a podcast out with what's happening in the market. And we had a lot of green on the screen here this morning and today, really. And, you know, the market started out overnight kind of sluggish, but we greened up throughout the morning and finished near the highs of the day in several of these markets. Really three factors in the market, maybe four today. Number one was Ukraine, and a lot of concern about grain coming out of the Ukraine, whether the European buyers want to continue to defy Russia and buy grain, and whether that deal still remains in place. And so that's a big issue and helps support wheat and corn. Number two, corn export loadings last week were above expectation at 1.2 million metric tons. So a big positive there. Number three, beans. The Argentine crop situation, not just the size, but the quality as well. Argentina is the biggest exporter of meal in the world, and if they don't have good quality beans, you can't make meal. And so they're going to have to import a lot of beans out of Brazil, probably going to see a lot of blending of the poor quality Argentine beans in Brazil, maybe some swapping down there. So long story short, probably benefits the crushers in the United States here, and that's why we saw a positive in the bean market today. Then you throw weather in. We're going to be cold over the next 2 weeks throughout much of the country, which is going to slow down the planting pace, and so that's also a positive for the market. Right now, today at the close, we had May corn up 10.25 cents at 676.5. December corn up 6.75 cents at 566.75. May soybeans up 16.5 at 1517. November soybeans were up a dime at 1311.5. July Chicago wheat up 14.75 cents at 707.25. Kansas City July wheat up 13.25 at 876.5. Minneapolis May wheat up 12.75 at 889. Minneapolis September up 15 cents at 887. May cotton up 44 points at 83.30. December cotton up 8 points at 82.88. May rice down 5.5 points at 17.33. The August live cattle up $1.07 at $163.77. August feeder cattle up $1.40 at $225.35. August hogs up 62 cents at $91.15. The dollar index closed a half point higher. Crude oil down $1.48 a barrel at $80.96. Gold down $8 an ounce at $2,007 an ounce. The Dow up 92 points at 34,129. After the close today, we did have the crop progress numbers. Corn planting a little bit lighter than expected, 8% planted, still higher than the 6% average for this week. Bean planting at 4% compared to 1 average. Cotton 8% planted compared to 9 average. Spring wheat 3% compared to 7% average. Winter wheat rate of good to excellent was unchanged at 27%, but the port of very poor went up 2 points to 39% this week. So certainly should be a little bit positive for the Kansas City wheat market as we go forward. Coming up, nothing tomorrow really as far as reports go. Then Wednesday we get the petroleum number. Thursday we get the weekly export sales numbers, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll continue to watch weather and the planting pace here in the United States. There was an article out today questioning whether the 92 million number from USDA would be the highest corn number of the year on acres. You know, that's kind of questionable at this point, but certainly possible if we stay cold on into the month of May. So we'll watch the weather forecast very, very closely here over the next several days. Hope you have a great day and a great evening, and I'll try to talk to you tomorrow.